This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, July 7th. God's word for you today is heart attack. This is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And it says, "So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life." Every attack on you is all about your faith, and faith springs from your heart. Yesterday, we said that your heart is your citadel, and it must not fall. We began to look at the first form of attack on the heart, the 3 Ds, discouragement, disappointment, and disillusionment. The 3 Ds are heart attacks, and if you are experiencing a heart attack, you need external help. Most people who are experiencing heart attacks cannot help themselves. So you need support. You need help. You need community. For every form of discouragement, Lord, we speak encouragement into every heart in the mighty name of Jesus. For every form of disappointment, Father, we speak perspective in the mighty name of Jesus. Perspective for disappointment, encouragement for discouragement. And we break the power of disillusionment in the mighty name of Jesus. Another way of attacking the heart is hate. When people allow the enemy to fill their hearts with hate, I have heard believers say things like, "I hate that brother." I am like, "What?" "And you're a Christian." They say, "When we get to heaven, we will settle the score." The question is, will you get to heaven? Hate has no place in you. Say it. Hate has no place in me. Say it loud and clear. Hate has no place in me. Again, hate has no place in me. Hate has no power over me. My heart is filled with the love of God. I am filled with the life of God. I am filled with the Spirit of God. That is how you should be. Every time you are tempted to hate, it is an attack, a heart attack. The third form of heart attack is fear. Fear is a heart attack. You will notice that once fear grips the heart freezes. Fear keeps people from moving forward. You see everything else like you are in a dreadful spin. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fear will lose its grip on you. The fourth form of heart attack is envy and jealousy. One of the ways that the enemy gets advantage of us is through envy and jealousy, but it will fail going forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, envy and jealousy are used interchangeably, but they are quite different. Language purists will argue and fight with you if you use them interchangeably. Both envy and jealousy are horrible because they make us feel inadequate and incompetent. Envy and jealousy both make us feel like we are not enough, which causes us to behave erratically. Envy does the job and walks away. Jealousy does the job and walks away, so to speak. It is a feeling that consumes people. So what is the difference between envy and jealousy? We will get into that in tomorrow's devotional. Let us pray. Father, please purge my heart of hate, fear, envy, and jealousy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.